It sounds like something out of an old James Bond film, a secret nuclear-powered military base built deep into the ice of Greenland at the height of the Cold War, ready to launch an attack against the Soviet Union just over the North Pole. Turns out it actually was a real plan, and it was worked on for almost a decade in the 1960s at a frigid place called Camp Century. But the idea never panned out, and the base was abandoned. Left behind, though, were tons of waste, expected to be buried forever in the ice. Well, forever isn't what it used to be, thanks to global warming, and a new study has found that the ice covering Camp Century is likely to begin melting within just a few decades, and that would expose the waste to the environment. William Colgan of York University in Toronto is the lead author of the study.
What they were doing in Greenland is pretty unusual and far-fetched. They were trying to explore the feasibility of deploying ballistic missiles on rail cars just beneath the surface of the Greenland ice sheet. It was a very ambitious project that they called Project Iceworm. And Camp Century was, I guess, a testing ground. Camp Century was active between 1959 and 1967. And over that time, a fair amount of waste was generated. I guess, first off, there's the large amount of infrastructure or physical waste. Then there was a large amount of biological waste, or a fancy way of saying sewage. Then we speculate there's probably a fair amount of chemical waste, in particular PCBs, and they're pretty toxic and long-lived. And then to top it off, there was even just a touch of low-level radioactive waste.
And to the extent that they had one, what was their plan for the waste?
The waste plan was that it would be entombed for eternity, under perpetually accumulating snowfall.
And of course, we're seeing the opposite with climate change. Greenland has started to melt quickly. What are you seeing in terms of ice melt?
Well, we haven't seen any net melt at Camp Century yet, but the business as usual climate scenarios that we explored suggested that by roughly 75 years from now, Camp Century will begin to experience more melt than snowfall. And eventually the camp will be exposed at the ice sheet surface, like peeling back the layers on an onion.
And if we do get to that point when the waste is actually entering the local ecosystem, what is the logical outcome?
Well, of course, it would be very nice. This is yet another reason it would be nice to get off the business as usual emissions scenario and avert the level of warming that would cause this base to be remobilized. In the event that we cannot get off business as usual scenario, then I guess we will have to start to look at remediation options for this site and the other sister ice sheet bases that the U.S. Army engineers built towards the end of this century. But perhaps the big takeaway from our study is that how this legacy will be dealt with is uncertain, because we have Denmark and the U.S. both agreed to establish the base there. Which of those parties might be responsible for remediation activities is not clear. And in addition, Greenland is now a new self-governing nation that wasn't a party to the original treaty. So the political liability associated with Camp Century and its sister bases is far from clear.
It's so interesting, and interesting to think of other situations like that that may crop up in a similar way around the globe.
Yeah, we believe that climate change might present a new pathway to political tension associated with these sorts of multinational and multigenerational waste issues. I mean, the ice sheet and Camp Century are a very special case, but there's a broad analogy with sea level rise and low elevation waste sites around the world and how to deal with those in the coming century.
William Colgan at York University in Toronto, thanks very much.
Thanks very much for having me, Jeb.